Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's great to be with you. And we have a great guest for you, Sarah Westall, good friend of the program. And we're going to be talking about an upcoming conference she has and one she just had. And it has to do with free speech. And we're going to get into the Restrict Act and some other things, too, that are related. So you're going to want to stay tuned. But first, we got to take care of some business. I am very concerned about our food supply. The Chinese just bought up a large plot of land in Colorado, as well as Michigan. That's right. We had a great guest, and he was telling me that near where he lives, the Chinese are all over. Look, they're choking off the food supply. So you need storable food, and it's that simple. And Biden will definitely use food to coerce you into submission because they know they got a problem and they don't want us to go the way of France. And I don't think we're far away. The Trump indictment, this could get really ugly. So you know the price. Excuse me. So you know what you get with My Patriot Supply, restaurant quality food, 2,000 calories, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's on sale. So how much should you get? I don't know. I don't know. We went 3 days, 6 months, 2 years. I don't know what to tell you today. I'm telling you, get as much as you possibly can. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And also, too, you're going to need water filtration if the grid goes down. And are you ready for that? Well, we go to war, you can count on the grid going down. If we rise up much more than we are, you can count on the grid going down. So you're going to need water filtration. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is number one. We published the research at waterwithdave.com. They have a sale, and what they have works. I recommend you get more than one because things get lost, broken, and stolen. And this is too important of a resource to mess around with. And by the way, too, did you see the UN wants to take our water? Oh, I reported on that yesterday on YouTube. I read directly from the UN site. It's not good. Take care of these two needs. Foodwithdave.com, waterwithdave.com. Now we have Sarah Westall with Dave. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave.
And you are in the midst of conferences. And
I am.
Tell the audience what this is all about.
Well, we're doing a conference called the Censored Conference, which you are going to be speaking at. And we already did one round. We're bringing in different people who are censored. And censorship might sound boring, but the censored are not boring at all. If it's a topic they don't want you talking about, then it's even more important that you hear it and we discuss it and we debate it. And you get to hear what others have to say. Because those topics that are censored, that are lawful, they're not legal, they're not hurting anybody other than maybe the talking truth to power. And that's what this is about. We are really concerned about what they're doing. I'm trying to keep the lights on. We want to keep the lights on, right? We're fighting this war, and if we don't keep the lights on, we're done. You know, they shut the lights off, lock the doors, and then what are we going to do? Now we're going underground. And we're fighting a whole other war. We need to keep the light on. And that's what this is about, is if we want to solve any real problems in society, we have to keep the light on and talk about stuff and talk about things they don't want us talking about. And the things they don't want us talking about is the most interesting things and the most important things that we should be talking about.
You talk about the radical group of transgenders declaring war on Christians?
That's... You know, I just saw a thing on that the Tavistock actually did a whole program on how to unleash that on a society to create instability. Because the only people that agree with what's going on there are the most extremes. The majority of people in society, if we're able to talk and discuss these things, would agree that this is just craziness. We don't want our children exposed to this. We don't want them getting gender surgery when they're 7. I mean, these are just things that are crazy talk. And the censorship, along with the propaganda, makes people think that everybody's for this. But that's not true. It's manufacturing consent is what it is. They're manufacturing an environment that makes people think that everybody's for this. It's just, your people aren't for this. This is not right.
You cannot grant consent when you're 7 years old. There is no such thing as self-consent.
Lunacy.
But this is what the Pentagon said. So listen to me. Austin, Milley, and the rest of you people in the Pentagon at the top, you're a bunch of perverts. You're a bunch
well, they
of perverts.
Are.
I should go into the millstone business because the Bible says at the end of days, if you've harmed a kid, you're going to have a millstone tied around your neck. I think I should get into the millstone business and make some money on their demise.
Oh, gosh. And you know, it's so absurd. When you're hearing things that are this absurd, it's not, this isn't normal. This is an attack on our sensibilities. It's destabilizing. They're trying to unstable, you know, to destabilize our society. They want us focused on this kind of stuff and not on other issues that are really important. They don't want us fighting this war. They want everybody distracted with the absurdities. And so everybody's arguing about things. We could come to common ground. I will not believe that the majority of the Democrats think this is normal. I don't know where they're at. I don't know how these people can support this. They're being brainwashed and they're not getting the truth. That's why we're censored, because normal people, normal, healthy adults do not support these kind of activities.
Yeah. Well, like
it's
I said, Austin, you are a pervert. And I know your people listen to my show. And by the way, under Austin, it's kind of interesting. 10,000 military personnel have been declared to be unfit because of obesity. That's because they spend too much time reading your CRT than they do training in the battlefield techniques and going on 10-mile marches with full backpacks. See, that's what military does to train. They don't read CRT, worship drag queens. What a bunch of perverts.
What? Yeah, I've been covering this kind of stuff for a while, and the perversion, we know that blackmail is the currency that they use, and they use the least amount of blackmail they need to manipulate somebody. But when they need to use children, they use children. And so many of these people are blackmailed with children. They wake up after being drugged with a picture of themselves with a child. And that's used as blackmail. And they also promote the worst of the worst in their mix so that they're controllable. They promote pedophiles. They promote the bad guys. I mean, we just fell asleep for a while as a society, and we allowed criminals, a criminal network to take over. And that's what we have.
I can't disagree with what you're saying. They are total criminals. But, you know, you and I've talked about the Breaker Report here in Arizona. It goes worse than being criminals. They're in business with criminals.
That's
like,
right.
Like the cartels. And also,
well, they are
also
the cartel.
Also the Chinese. Well, you're right. Katie Hobbit, the governor, and that's why I call her Hobbit. Katie Hobbit is the governor of Arizona. According to the Breaker Report, received $500,000 from laundering money in overinflated real estate by the Sinaloa cartel. This is all the way through Arizona state and local government. China and the cartels, and they're one and the same. If you talk about the cartels, you're talking China. When you talk China, you're talking cartels. They control the state of Arizona. But I wonder how many other states they control, because the Breger Report referred to 25 different states outside of Arizona.
Well, and let's face it, too. It's not just China. It's us, and it's the globalists, because they're in bed with China.
That's my point. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, China, we're the ones allowing China to do that. I'm not saying me and you, but our own politicians are doing this. And we can blame China all day long, but it's our politicians. It's our people that are doing this. And if our people were there for the American people, it wouldn't be like this.
No. By the way, I quit the Republican Party. And people say, Dave, how could you quit the Republican Party? Well, first of all, it's totally compromised in Arizona. Bill Gates and Stephen Reicher, a Maricopa County supervisor and the county clerk and recorder of Maricopa County, they formed a pact before the last election to get rid of America First candidates, and they shut the voting machines down when they opened in heavy Republican areas. And if you go to the national level, Mitch McConnell takes money from the Chinese. He's employed by the Chinese because his in-laws, control the six major ports in China. He also took FTX money. Rona McDaniel, who's a Romney, I don't need to say any more than that, but she's on the take, FTX, Chinese money. It's all through government.
And that's why if we...
But what I'm saying
that's why if we point our fingers just at China, we're ignoring our own complicity in this. It is our politicians who are allowing this to happen. It is our military that's allowing it to happen. It is our open borders that it's allowing to happen. So it's our people. And so when it goes down, I mean, we're powerful enough. We have the biggest corporations in the world. We have the biggest military in the world. We used to have the currency, although that's falling apart rapidly. So the only fault we can point fingers at is ourselves at this point, because anybody would come in and take over. I mean, we're always at risk. And so what are they doing? If we're spending all this money on a military defense and they're giving us no defense, what are they doing? That's because they don't care about the American people. Mitch McConnell, I don't even believe he was elected officially. He was down. Now, this is an example of a Republican who fixed the election. He was double-digit down, and his opponent should have won, and magically, he won. People don't like Mitch McConnell in his area. He's not well-liked, and he wins anyways continually. Nobody likes the guy. Republicans don't like him. Their own people don't like him, and he wins every single time. So it's just, this is continuous. It's on both sides.
Well,
I'm glad
traitor.
You quit the Republican Party, because if they're not doing their job, I think there are a handful of people in the Republican Party that are pushing hard, but the majority of them are traitors.
Yeah.
They're worse than the Democrats, who at least say what they are. These guys are like spies or something. They say one thing and do another thing.
They're Benedict Arnolds. Look, I will relish the day, and justice is biblical, but when Mitch McConnell's hung by his neck until his rickety old bones are dead, and he's been tried after being indicted for treason, and he suffers capital punishment, which is the prescribed punishment, and next to him is Biden, Kamala Harris, Lindsey Graham. I could go on and on with this. I mean, you're going to need a long gangplank to house all these traitors. But treason is punishable by death.
I hope we even get to that. I mean, and now they're trying to arrest or going to arrest Trump for a misdemeanor charge that is outside the statute of limitations. We'll see what actually comes up with that. I mean, they better have better than what we know of right now.
Oh, yeah, I got something on that, too. See, the agenda's being exposed. The expectation is this corrupt leftist judge is going to issue a gag order, and Trump can't talk about the corrupt legal process in America. That effectively keeps him from campaigning, because that's in the top three as far as campaign issues go.
Well, geez. You know, I just, how can they get him on a misdemeanor that's past the statute of limitations? I mean, they're going to have more than that. His support has grown since they did this. I mean, his record fundraising, more people support him than they did before they wanted to arrest him. These guys are, this is just, it's watching the Looney Tune cartoon show, you know, where the coyote just keeps running off the cliff. This is just craziness. But, you know, I just saw a letter that actually came from Stormy Daniels where she keeps denying it. She denied it all the way back in 2006. So if he did the hush money and this Roy Cohen actually paid it, then why did she deny it back in 2006, way after the hush money came? I don't know. I don't know if he's innocent, but we're talking about something so kind of trivial compared to what these guys have done. I mean, it's like we're talking about, being bribed by China and selling out your country. versus sleeping with somebody who, you know, cheating on your wife who's a consenting adult and then paying them to be quiet. That's pretty trivial compared to selling out your country.
Well, here's what these people are really ignorant of. When the Chinese take over, they will execute every one of these people because they don't like traitors. If they betrayed their country, the Chinese won't trust them. They will execute them. They'll suffer the same fate as the brown shirts.
Oh, I hope so. Because, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I trust China at all. I mean, I don't trust any of these people. I don't want the World Economic Forum creeps to be, you know, running our country. I don't want China to run our country. We need to step up and run our country, but we won't be if we keep pointing fingers at other people.
Let's talk about the immediate threat for you and me and along the lines of censorship, the Restrict Act. What do you know about it?
The Restrict Act is, you know, they're trying to make it out. First of all, I want to say TikTok. They should not. I put an article out. They shouldn't be banning TikTok. They should be banning China's control, and they should be securing the data. And while they're at it, they need to do that with every other social media company, because whether it's China controlling it or a globalist who is not for America, one of those people are controlling it. Google is obviously controlled by globalists. We know that. We can look at their information. We can tell through Twitter that there has been a lot of nefarious activities. Every social media company is at risk. They're using the TikTok as a way to crack down on everybody and to really rein in. I want to keep the lights on. Well, they're reining this in. They don't want anybody to hear anything that goes against their power structure and their control. And this is more of that. And I do think there's a lot of useful idiots who are pushing this along, thinking they're doing something good because TikTok, you know, they use China as the excuse for this. And China is a problem, but they're using China because they can get everybody to rally against it because China's taking all this data. China's going to take us over. No, you're using that's the excuse. Because what they want to do is they want to do it to every single social media company. And what they want to do is restrict VPN access. They want to be able to go after anybody, up to $250,000 fine if you are using a VPN and you're a supposedly a foreign actor through a VPN. It could just be an American who doesn't want anybody to know where they're coming from.
Yeah, that's,
but it is
yeah.
a major crackdown on free speech. And that is not the same thing as securing our data. And you should not be, and it's not the same thing as making sure China doesn't control it, or the World Economic Forum, or the globalists, or any other foreign actor, which controls all these other social media companies. We need to get our act together and put America first. And they're not doing that on any of these. They're in cahoots with total collusion, our government is. And they're just cracking down on American citizens. We are in a time where we will have really advanced technology, but we will be hundreds of years behind from a civilization standpoint. I'm talking pre-Renaissance in our intellectual, mental development on this planet if they shut us down the way they are going, they're working toward doing.
Well, my understanding of the Restrict Act, too, you mentioned a VPN. VPNs often work by changing your location and encrypting it so people can't break the code. And that means that your VPN source would temporarily be in foreign countries as it bounces around.
That's right.
Could be Vienna,
That's
could
right.
be Paris, could be Rio de Janeiro. And so all they have to do is say, you know, I don't like what this guy's saying. And his VPN is coming out of this country, and they're an adversary of ours, so he gets 20 years in prison and a $1 million fine. That's what this is about.
Or $250,000 fine, which is what's in the thing. But
well, for the VPN, yeah, but I'm just saying if they convict you on the Restrict Act, the maximum penalty is 20 years in prison.
Yep.
So
It's not narrowly tailored to TikTok, which they say it is.
It's not.
Just not.
It's an excuse.
It's an open-ended bill. It's just like, yeah, it's just like the war on terror that they just last week, they just voted. I just published another article on this. They just voted last week, the Senate did, to continue the war on terror that was put forth in 2001. Now, they did vote to stop the weaponization or the militarization in Iraq. But it's like, so you're going to stop that, but then you approve the war on terror. So you can still do anything you want under that bill. So they don't care. The war on terror went through. The fact that they continued that was with very little fanfare. The media didn't talk about it. But the one that went through 2 weeks or a week later on canceling the military use in Iraq, now that got a ton of media attention. I mean, this is how you can tell that the mass media is just a propaganda machine. We are decreasing wartime activity. We are really serious about this. Okay, so they get rid of the Iraq military use, which is just a focus one country. And then they continue the war on terror, which still includes Iraq and everybody else. Basically, a war on terror is war. Basically, you're approving we can do anything we want because all war is terror. I mean, if you want to say it like that. So with that, the war on terror that they put forward in 2001, they can do anything they want from a war standpoint and just put it under the war on terror. They did vote to terminate the COVID emergency. So they did that. We'll see if that goes through. That should go through, but we'll see. There's just absurdity left and right.
Well, the CDC fueled a conspiracy theory of mine. I've been saying following COVID to get people's attention because COVID didn't do the full job. No. You know, we're still protesting. We're still standing up. Trump is still number one. So obviously they didn't go far enough. And I've been saying this since COVID was here. I said they're going to have to do a booster shot, so to speak, and they're going to have to bring in something much more virulent. And people asked me what it was, and I said, well, I'm hearing out of Ukraine biolabs where COVID was first developed and then refined in China. I said, I'm hearing they're working on a combination of Ebola and smallpox. And I've been very consistent in this, and I've had some pretty good data, although I've not talked about it in about 6 months. But here's what has now been released by the CDC. They're saying there's outbreaks of Marburg's disease. Have you heard this?
I saw some reports on it. I get so tired of their BS because they want to use, they probably won't release it though, Dave, until they have the World Health Organization amendments nailed down so that they can do a worldwide pandemic takeover.
Well, they've already got that with the treaty Biden illegally created with the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
Where they get to control our medical
but
resources.
But they haven't, it hasn't been completely, yeah, but it hasn't been completely passed yet and gone past the time frames to what they need it because they want every single country in that. And then they have to go past their time, which is like 9 months, I think. And then everybody adopts it. I think that's what they're waiting for. And then once that happens and then they have control worldwide over pandemics, then I think they're going to implement maybe what you're talking about.
Well, I think the timing is everything. Like, for example, right now we're seeing the birth pangs of a currency collapse here. I mean, we've got the world running from the petrodollar, which is our only source of backing our dollar, and you've got a $32 trillion debt on top of it. And then, of course, this problem is only worsening. The economy is worsening. The spending is still out of control. And so we're looking at being Venezuela. And I think that when that part of the economy collapses and the dollar hyperinflates, then they bring in 14067, the executive order that creates central bank digital currency.
That's right.
And then they got us by the you-know-what, and we are their slaves because social credit will be embedded in the system.
Well, I kind of think, and some people are pushing this around, that with the CBDCs to get everybody to go towards it, imagine if they collapse your bank and then they say in order to get your money back, you are going to have to accept your money in CBDC currency. And so that would be mass acceptance overnight by the American people. That's what I'm worried about.
You should be, because I think that's how they're going to do it.
When you hear that, that would be their solution. That's a scary. That's very scary. And the other thing that's happening is the people are de-dollarizing very quickly. The different countries, the Saudis, you know, are part of the BRICS. They want to do all their oil in dollars now. The Brazil and China came up with agreements just this past week. I mean, we are there. It's accelerating, and they are nervous, and so they're looking for ways to be able to completely control us.
Yeah.
And that will be one of them.
One of the things that people keep saying to me on our show is that they've noticed an extreme acceleration from the globalists to break down America and to control us, and it's worldwide too. Why do you think they're increasing their speed of implementation?
Well, and that's a great question. I think it's because the dollar is collapsing. And they hadn't gotten everything in place quick enough. And I also think that they miscalculated how quickly people would wake up with the internet, and they've lost control of the narrative, and they need to lock people down quicker. That's a big thing, the fact that they've lost control of the narrative and they need to lock people down quicker. So it's a combination of the acceleration of the collapse of the dollar and the locking people down with the narrative. I think those are the two things that are causing a speed up. Some people think that there's other things going on and it's all really interesting, but and it could be, you know, maybe the alignment of the planets and all these other things. But just looking at very hardcore things that I can measure, those are the two things that are very measurable. The speed up of the collapse of the dollar and the awakening of the people.
Yeah, I would agree that they are definitely in a rush, and they're making mistakes, and their timetables in various domains don't really correspond with each other. I mean, 2025 is a big date. 2035 is another big date that you hear. But as a consequence, so it's just like they're not coordinated. They have one piece ready before they have a complementary piece ready. And
well, I don't think
they're out of sync.
Like, you know, Cliff High always says they're clever, but they're not that smart. I mean, I don't. He's just trying to say they're not. And this is what my husband always says too. And I think they're right. My husband, he said they're not as organized and as smart as we give them credit for. I think they're a bunch of lunatics trying to do something. And then there's also multiple agendas going on with them. So, and there's people like us inside these organizations who are messing things up along the way, who are heroes, they're unsung heroes that are in these organizations that we need, who are in there being the cog who screws it up. They don't know why everything's all messed up all over the place. It's because all these unsung heroes that are in there just messing it up for them everywhere they can, and they don't know who they are. That is what I think is happening all over the place as well.
Well, there's betrayal within the ranks. We're even seeing it visibly in Congress, where Manchin, for example, is calling for a resurgence of energy production in the United States. It's like they don't want to commit suicide. And I see a lot of evidence of this. In fact, you know, when I was doing my 2020 election analysis, as I was gathering data, the best data I got to follow up on came from election officials in Maricopa County that were on the inside. They were questioned by the audit people, which we know was a fraud, and they realized they were screwed, and for example, they never had the election codes, which are required by law to have, and they contacted me because they knew I was working on this. I'd done some interviews on it, and what I'm saying is, people from the inside are betraying the globalists. We're seeing it.
That's right.
We're seeing it all the time now. Insider says, former insider says this. And people realize, you know, I'm only willing to go so far with my liberalism, but I'm not willing to commit suicide or sacrifice all of my kids' future.
I'm not a traitor to my country. I don't believe that just because you're a Democrat, you're a traitor to your country and you're willing to throw away your child's future. I mean, that's why I'm telling you, I have a lot of Democrats who have walked away, who follow my work. and who work with me writing stories and, you know, talking to me and giving me information. I have a ton of it. In fact, I think they might even be more furious and working harder against this than even somebody who's been a lifetime Republican, because they feel betrayed. And there's a lot of them that are just horrified as to what's going on.
Yeah, but the machine still moves forward.
I know. I don't know. I asked you this last time when you were on my show. I said, when, you know, what is it going to take to, did not enough people die? You know, what is it really going to take? And do we have to wake up all these people? And you said, yeah, we need to get 10% of the people, and we don't have that yet. And I don't, you know, I think we don't have 10, I think we have well over 10% of the people. What we don't have is 10% of the people with courage to actually do something.
Right.
It's the courage factor that's not, that's missing.
You remember what I said to you before, the premier social psychology research center in America is called SNARC, and how appropriate. But they said, they said that in their studies, when 10% of the population are committed to an ideal or a fad or a movement, that's when this goes viral. And you're right. We probably have 50% of the country that is fairly aware of what's going on and how criminal our government is, but we only have probably 3 or 4% that are actually dedicated to doing something about it.
That's right. And so not enough people have died. Not enough people are suffering. Maybe they're too scared. But I'm telling you, if more people don't get up and fight with us side by side, the suffering they've already had is going to be immense. It's going to be way worse than what they've already suffered.
Well, let me tell you this. I told you about the assassination attempt on the Prescott realtor for exposing state senatorial involvement with the cartel through money laundering. And then she and her boyfriend were nearly murdered, and her boyfriend was shot in the head and survived. I was part of revealing that. And in fact, I was involved with her organization in speaking to her organization. And here's what I have concluded. Like the border issue, okay? The American people could rise up and demand the borders be shut down. We could take extreme actions, but we don't. But if the cartel started to murder people on this side of the border like they do on the other side of the border, then the people would rise up. But the cartel has shown restraint in that area. I'll give you an example. And this is what I mean by people say to me, Dave, you talk about the cartel, they're going to blow your car up. Not yet. Not yet. Because in Maricopa County and in Phoenix, 3 deputies and 2 police officers have been charged now with doing major drug deals with the cartel. The Sinaloa cartel, and all 5 are Hispanic. Now, I'm not besmirching Hispanic people, but I'm saying the logical conclusion is the reason the cartel can do that here to American law enforcement is because they probably have family in Mexico that can be murdered. If their families were solely in America, they probably wouldn't have been pressured to do what they're doing. So what I'm saying right now is that the other side knows how far they can push. The cartels aren't murdering massive amounts of Americans on this side of the border. They're not assassinating the mayor of this town or the police chief of that town like they do in Mexico, because they don't want to arouse the American people. And I think it's an unspoken handshake between the politicians that are complicit with them and the cartels themselves. Now, will there ever come a time when they will? But see, this is just symbolic of everything.
Let me tell you,
they know how
Mexico,
far they can go. That's what I'm saying.
Well, in Mexico, there's certain towns, you know, like Cancun and Puerto Vallarta and other that are very clean. They're very safe. They have agreements with the cartels to leave them alone. And to, in fact, they even help keep it safe. I mean, it's how weird it is, right? They have agreements there. But if you look at the El Chapo court case, you know, where it was a big case. All the U.S. related names were blacked out. There were a lot of names that were blacked out.
They were mentioned in court and the judge stopped it.
That's right.
They mentioned the Bush family. They mentioned Nancy Pelosi and so forth. Exactly. In fact, I have published a photo on thecommonsenseshow.com, and they've scrubbed the original photo, but I have a copy, and I've got it privately too. Nieto, who was paid $100 million by El Chapo to look the other way on drug trafficking, he was the president of Mexico at the time. Nieto and Pelosi are walking together in a Mexican city.
Yeah, well, it's all
Pelosi.
If this was legit, that's why I say our government is the cartel now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but that's how far it's gone. It's really when you have. Let me tell you a story. My son, this is eighth grade middle school. He had this history teacher. His name was Mr. Gabby and created this game. And he taught the kids. I think it's one of the best things out there. I'd love to actually bring this to market for him. He created a game to teach the children in his classroom. It was the best history class ever. Some of them were criminals. Some were politicians. Some were bankers. Some were policemen. There were all these things. And they had to work together. They had to learn how the incentive was to work with the criminals, because then you would really benefit. The next incentive, the next best thing was to probably work, on your own behalf. But if you didn't work with each other to help each other be successful and fight together to get rid of the criminals, then the criminals, and as a byproduct of the game, the criminals take over and everybody goes down. And the kids had to learn this. He didn't tell them what the situation was. And so they had to go against their incentives, which was working, you make more money if you work with a criminal. They had to go against their instincts to just look after yourself and do self-preservation. I'm just going to provide for myself and my family and my business and make money. If you did any of those two things that didn't work together to make sure your neighbor was just as successful as you, or to make sure they're not just as much as you, but at least help them in their endeavors as well, then the whole thing goes down. It was such a good learning lesson for these guys, but that's something that us adults need to figure out. Because that's the situation we're in right now. Our government, our whole situation is collapsing on itself because we didn't do those basic principles.
Yeah, and I don't think we have long until they close the gates, even though gates will close at differential times. To me, I want to ask you this. What do you think the biggest threat is that will basically enslave the American people?
I think big tech is the worst. Because once you turn the lights off, that's why I focus so much of my attention on it. Once you turn the lights off, meaning you can't communicate anymore easily, we can't solve any more problems. The problems become very... If we can't work together to solve a problem, we're in trouble. And we don't even know what the problems are because we're in the dark. It's basic things. If you need the basic tools to be able to fight this war, and the most basic element of them all is our ability to communicate with each other so that we can fight this whole plethora of issues that are sitting in front of us.
See,
that's why I think that's the worst.
That's my number two issue.
What's your number one?
My number one is CBDC, because they'll control how you spend your money, or if you can even keep your money, because of their judgment of your inappropriate behavior.
But see, if we can still talk about it, we can fight together to kill it, the legislation in all the different states, which is what's going on right now. People are working very hard to kill the legislation.
You might be right. You have to take away freedom of speech before you take away the guns. You have a point. What's your number two?
But I mean, it's all tied to the same thing. It's all about control. The speech is just shut down so that they can do the other issues that they want to do, which is the CBDC is to control all our financial situation. I'm also very worried about controlling us mentally through technology and the ability where people, where the Harari or whatever the lunatic's name is, where he says we won't have any free will. That's very real. With technology, you can take away somebody's free will through frequency and affecting people's minds. There are so many experiments, and I've done many documentaries on this, and I've done articles on this and stuff, where they're able to pump into your brain an emotion, and you won't, unless you're very, very strong-minded and you're aware of what's going on, most people won't be. and they will be affected by this emotion, this frequency, which is put into your brain, and then you will be acting against your free will. You won't even know you're doing those things. That's scary stuff. And that technology exists. They've been working on it for decades. It's why the Iraqi soldiers all surrendered in Iraq, because they pumped into them fear and told them to surrender, and they did. If they do this against the American people or the people in the world, pumping you with certain emotions and fear and getting you to act in the way they want you to act, then it's over. They take away our free will. Because that's not, it's a level up from manipulating us through media. And right now they take away our rights, you know, like with COVID, they took away your free will to a certain extent, because if you want to go to this university, if you want to, you know, go eat out, if you want, they took away all these social constructs to make you get the jab, but you still had free will. You could still think about it. But if they pump into your brain through frequency, which you won't allow you to think about it, you just go do it because you're fearful and all these messages. Now you don't have free will. Those of us who have stronger and are really thinking about it and are like, hell with you, they might not be able to, the technology might not be there yet to get to all of us, but it will get to the majority of us.
Well, it is. This is something I started teaching in my classroom in the 80s about Jose Delgado and how he fought a bull with an electronic transmitter that changed the behavior of the bull. And he pacified a charging bull with a frequency in 1961. This is where it all started. This was the genesis. And he was brought to Yale in 63. And then in 64, the CIA recruited him, and he was at SRI, Stanford Research Institute, for the rest of his career. But all his work all went underground. He stopped publishing at that point. And it's interesting, too. He got out in 2011 and talked about some of the things you just said. And he was dead in 6 months.
Yeah, it's really serious. That is my biggest fear past freedom of speech, because the only thing we have to combat, I think the only real tool we have to combat everything that they're doing, is our ability to talk with each other and to unite and to, you know, get out there, mobilize and do something about it. And so we can't take away our, just like we don't want to take away our guns. If we take away our guns, we're hosed. But if we take away our ability to communicate, I think they take away our ability to think. That's pretty scary stuff.
Well, yeah, and you're making a good point, because as I just alluded to, the First Amendment protects the Second Amendment. You could still have a Second Amendment. If you can't communicate, though, people can't organize against the ones bringing tyranny. So I do agree with what you're saying on that point. I do agree. And you might be right in choosing that as number one, the protection of free speech and big tech and their role in what they're doing. But, you know, you brought up something else, too. When you talk Jose Delgado, you're also talking about one small aspect of a control mechanism that could come out of AI. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but 1,000 experts in AI signed a letter, and it went to the various agencies in the federal government saying AI research needs to be stopped. It's dangerous to humanity.
Well, the problem, yeah, it's dangerous if they have, I mean, think of it. If it takes... It's not, see, I don't believe it's a sentient being. What I believe, because it doesn't even matter if it's a sentient being or not, but it's that if you let an algorithm, an advanced algorithm that's creating more algorithms, take over and do things for run aspects of your society, now what you're building in to that algorithm is all the mistakes of what was originally written into that algorithm. Humanity, human beings that program computers, almost never get it right without a ton of iterations and a ton of fixing. So we will have the super powerful computer running our, and you know, algorithms running things with a whole bunch of mistakes. That's what I get scared of. And then no way of backing out of it. For example, I mean, let's look at it from a simple standpoint. You want to buy something at a store, and your credit card isn't working because somebody put the wrong zip code or put the wrong, and this happened to me when I was trying to buy a computer at the university, and I was trying to use my, long story, but I was trying to buy this computer and they had the wrong zip code or something and data associated with my account. And so I couldn't do anything. And the only way I could buy my, this computer was to go to my bank and get cash at the time, because I was getting a discount through this purchase. And so I wanted to buy it there. And there was no way, because they were so dependent on these computer systems and their data, there was no way for them, nobody had the right to just override their situation so I could buy the darn computer. I had to buy it with cash. The point is that is an example that everybody could understand, but now you do it to something more serious. Like, let's say you're going to go bomb a city in, I don't know, Iraq, because you think that something happened, but what they thought happened is a mistake because it was built into the algorithm wrong. So now you just started a war based on an error that was built into the algorithm. And because you have the computers taking over, you don't have a way out. They don't always make ways out of these things. Next thing you know, things getting bombed. There are mistakes that are going to be built everywhere. It's going to be a complete nightmare. No, that's an extreme example, but yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That we could get ourselves into, they're probably talking, I don't know about the 1,000 people, I'd like to read that letter. They're probably talking about it at even a more advanced level, because yeah, they're messing around with combining technologies of like what you're talking about with the bull, us affecting human mind.
It wasn't the mind that we're worried about. It was some of them broke away. The group said 6 months pause on AI research to get a handle on it. Some broke away from that group and said, we need to stop it immediately. And what they were most worried about, they mentioned this specifically in their letter. They talked about, and I read this on YouTube directly from the article and from their letter. They said in there, and I'll paraphrase it, they said they were concerned that AI would get rid of humanity through the manufacture of deadly viruses and diseases. And that's how they would eradicate the human race, that they would come to view as competition. That's in writing.
Interesting.
I
would like to see why they said it, because it would depend on what they're programming into these algorithms, because it's still just a program.
Well, doesn't that tell you? Sentience and free will.
Well, it could get back to what we were talking about, is they're using this frequency stuff to affect us. They're using AI to figure out pathogens. They're using advanced computer programs to figure out how to come up with new pathogens and how to release them. And then they're also using programming into AI that we need to figure out how to depopulate. And so they're programming into the AI, how do we depopulate, using all these different methods. And then they're going to program them into doing it for us, because there is these people want to depopulate. I've come to the conclusion, though, that they want to depopulate because, and I know there's different reasons that people think, but I'm starting to think that the reason why is because, not just because of resources and all things they claim.
That's not true.
I think
that's excuse.
Yeah, I think it's because of longevity. It's because the technology to live for hundreds of years is available now, and they don't want that. This is my theory right now, based on evidence that I'm gathering. They don't want people to live hundreds of years. They don't want certain people, the majority of the people, to live a long time. And they want themselves to live a long time. And they can't unleash that onto the population.
Sarah, if you go back to the early days of transhumanism, they spoke openly about longevity. They talked about the melding of man and machine, and every part was replaceable. And they said that you could, I remember the Cal Berkeley scientist came out, I interviewed one of them about 15 years ago, and he said, we should be living to 125 right now, and he listed the reasons we weren't. But he said, if we ever meld with machine and get all these replaceable parts and learn how to take care of the telemeters in our cells and lengthen their lifespan, he said, we could live almost indefinitely. And that's the goal of transhumanism. And this is typical of them wanting to hoard a resource and get rid of people.
They want They do. Well, I had I interview him on a regular basis, or not regular basis. I've interviewed him about 5 times now. Dr. Bill Andrews. He's like the world leading telomere expert, right? He's the one that identified telomerase that lengthen telomeres. And he has the ability, it's very expensive, but they know how to lengthen it 100% now. There's other aspects that cause us that has to do with aging. But from other people that I'm talking to, we have the technology to live hundreds of years now through the research of what people are doing. And they don't want that out there. The researchers who are working on it for the average people who aren't in the good old boys club. I don't think Andrews is in the good old boys club because they want it. He doesn't want to do it just for money. He wants to do it for humanity. He has a different way he's looking at it. And you can still argue that creating longevity is for humanity or not, but at least he's a, like a real scientist who isn't just about making money. So the point is that they have this technology and they don't want it out there and they don't need to meld with computers or with machines to do it. They can do it biologically. The problem is, or what they're working on with the machines is to enhance our human abilities. So they want us to be able to, like in the Matrix, where you downloaded the program to be able to learn how to fly a helicopter. They want to do that stuff because they already know how to do it for rats, for example, that are going through mazes. Yeah. They can take a rat that's never seen a maze, download the maze to the rat, and the rat knows how to get through that maze and get to the food. They know how to do that stuff on a small scale. That was like 10 years ago they started doing that.
I agree. All that technology's here. You're right. It's all here. And you're right, it emanated from frequencies, and that's why people should pay attention to Dr. Sherry Edwards and her bioacoustic research. She's right on the money with that. And with Project HARP, all over the world now, they can deliver these emotional-altering and health-altering frequencies.
That's right.
In mass or individually. They can even tie it to your DNA. They can find you by retinal scan, and they can infect you. The technology is just off the charts. But I want to just give this to you here before we have to do our regular type of close, and it's this. In 2014, when I was researching the first large Central American immigration, and everyone was concerned about Ebola, and it popped up in a few places but didn't go wild, I did a lot of research, and I know for a fact they've scrubbed it from the net, but I have it. Crusell Laboratories in 2008, published in 2012, actually created an Ebola vaccine. At the same time, the CDC took out a patent on Ebola and all Ebola treatment. Well, you can't do that unless you modify the disease. They did. They weaponized it, and they weaponized it with smallpox. And I published this in 2014, and I had contacts from the DEA and other places saying, Dave, you're right. We've heard the same thing. And that's when I started being harassed, and that's when I was the victim of exactly. But here's my point. I believe Marburg's, and it's going to be Ebola plus smallpox, is going to eradicate a lot of our population because they know a regular nominal lockdown like they had before will not work.
Well, they better get chlorine dioxide or twin oxide because that will work with it and it'll protect you. So if you want to know how to get that, I don't sell it, but you can get it through Dr. Joe Newsma on my website. Go to the solutions document and you can read all about it. You can do Andreas Kalker.
Yep.
You can do his seminars who he went through a phase 3 trial. And he has probably over 100,000 top-notch scientists and doctors worldwide that are looking at this. That will protect you from this. And everybody should have some of that in their cupboard.
Yeah, I've interviewed.
I make zero from it. Yeah. But it's important that it gets out there.
Yeah, Newsma's work is really, really good. I was impressed when I interviewed him. Well, Sarah, we're at this point here. Okay, so how do people access the conference?
Yes.
And how do people follow your good work in general?
Yeah, Dr. Newsma talked at the last one and talked about the chlorine dioxide. But we're going to have, we have so many people, good people lining up, like Naomi Wolf. We have Andrew Scheckman. We have Bill Binney. He's going to be speaking. You know, he's the NSA whistleblower that was in the Snowden, the Gage character. He played him in the Snowden movie. So go to, well, to find my stuff, go to sarahwestall.com, sign up for my newsletter. But if you want to learn more about the Censored Conference, go to unitedforfreespeech.com, sign up for that newsletter. Also, if you want to see Act One, all the presentations that have already been there, you can buy a ticket. If you use the code Hodges, which is your code, then they will save $25 on the base ticket. And every single dime we get is going towards a charity. I'm not making any money. The speakers aren't making money. We are raising money for initiatives. That's a goal of this. If we get money, people donate, then every dime exactly. will be going to help this cause.
Yeah, I think it's a really, really well worthwhile. Sarah, I know, well, I won't make the joke publicly, but anyway, I got to get you over on the TV show. I was going to talk about why you're hesitant to be there, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do, you know exactly what I was going to say now, but I caught myself. Give me credit for discretion. But we got to get you over on the TV show because we got to promote the hell out of this conference. And,
yes, we do.
And we're out of time. So I want to thank you for coming on, and I will send you a text and we can find the time to do it on the TV side at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sarah, thanks so much. Always great to have you on.